Are you there? You know I can't see you. I'm just asking, are you there? You all set? You comfortable? All right, here we go.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey. How are you? Welcome to the program today. I feel snappy. I feel good. I don't know why. There's no reason. I woke up this morning. I even looked at myself in the mirror and I still feel good. What's up with that? That usually brings me down immediately. I have about, I'd say, 30 seconds of good things that happen. I get out of bed and I say to myself, ooh, it's going to be a new day. Things are going to be great. Then I walk into the bathroom. I look in the mirror and within 30 seconds, it's like, oh, they're not starting good. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that thing in the mirror. Look at that guy in the mirror. It's me. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's downhill from there. I start brushing my teeth and I say to myself, I wonder if my plaque will hold up to this. This exercise of brushing, flossing, forget it. Hire somebody to do that. Bring some people in to floss for me. I hate flossing. Who gets up in the morning and decides I'm going to run string between my teeth for like 3 minutes? Boy, do I love to watch my gums bleed. I mean, seriously? Dentist? My dentist says flossing is very important. I said to him, so is self-esteem, and that doesn't work for me. So, I have a choice to make, I suppose. All right, news-wise, this frosts my cakes. News-wise, and please, if you consider this show to be your news source, please don't do that. I'll never lie to you, but at the same time, this is not a news program. But here's the deal. About a month ago, this president they call Trump declared, in exact words, we have defeated ISIS. ISIS has been defeated. And we all looked at each other and we said, what? What? Seriously? What? You're making that statement publicly? That's what your president did a month ago. A couple of days ago, there's a terror attack in Syria, kills 4 Americans. And Trump is actually saying that we're going to pull out of Syria because ISIS has been we defeated ISIS, so we're going to get out of Syria. Nah. And this happens a few days ago. So there's your ISIS being defeated, has a terror attack in Syria, the very place Trump wants to pull the troops out immediately. Says there's no reason for them to be there. ISIS has been defeated. Apparently not. Here's the icing on that cake that I talked about. Just yesterday, Vice President Pence, I call him Trump Jr., even though there is a Trump Jr., this is another one. This is kiss-ass Pence, I call him. He makes a public statement a day after 4 Americans have lost their lives in a terror attack by ISIS. ISIS claims responsibility for it. And Pence says, ISIS has been defeated. Mike, what planet are you on? What? You are the vice president. You can't tell me the thing's been defeated if it just did something. And the thing that it did was kill 4 Americans. You're not even sensitive to that, man. You're like turning your back to it. What happened? What happened? Why can't I wake up from this horrible nightmare? I pinch myself in the morning. I floss. I look in the mirror. You think that would wake me up, but apparently I'm not up yet. What a bizarre fictional story I'm living in. Anyway, hi, how are you? Good to see you. You're looking nice today. What did you do? Comb your hair for a change? Nice, nice look. I'm thinking about hair extensions. Can you extend hair you don't have? Is that possible? Raise your hand if you think you can extend hair that you don't even have. Look, I think curing cancer is a very important thing, and I think that should be job number one. Job number two, grow some hair. Come on, man. Is it so hard? You can actually grow babies. You can genetically make things come to life that don't even exist. You can alter the way things happen within the body and the natural cycle of things. You can't regrow hair? Are you serious? You've come up with like 2,000 ways to lose weight. Not that any of them work. Some do, but only like just for that period of time. But you kind of, you know, you got thousands of possibilities there. Hell, Marie Osmond lost 50 pounds on Nutrisystems or whatever the hell that thing was that she does. That's nothing except you pay the money and they send you small amounts of food. I mean, come on, brain surgery? No. You're eating small amounts of food. If you eat more than the food that they send you, it's not going to work. They're not responsible. I mean, okay, you figured that out. Grow some hair. People like hair. It makes them feel good about themselves. Let them have some hair. Figure it out. Ron, once the hair cells die, that's bullshit. No, it's not true. They grow them, then grow them. Implant things that grow then. Come up with some type of undetectable rug or something. Come on. Stop playing with me. All right. This is the very important thing that I'm going to say. I want you to listen very carefully. All the other stuff, I didn't care. I didn't really care. This is very important, and this is true, and I will only tell you true things. I'm raising my hand. I am. You can't see it, but I am raising it. There's no Bible here. I don't have a Bible. I should have one to show that I'm telling the truth, only for show purposes. Here's what happened to me yesterday. I get a phone call at 8 o'clock at night. Now, when I get a phone call at 8 o'clock at night, it's almost like somebody probably died. Like, Ron, we've got some bad news. Don't call me late at night. And 8 o'clock for me is late because I get up very early in the morning to do this crap. 8 o'clock's very late for me. Yeah, it's not because I'm old. It's because I wake up early and I have to do things. Get this call at 8 o'clock. And this woman introduces herself as Amy. And I think it's going to be a robocall, but it's not. And she says, I'm with the Democratic National Committee. So, okay. She says, this line is being recorded for training purposes. Oh, I don't know who you're training, but okay. Then she says, you're aware of the shutdown, aren't you? Am I aware of the shutdown? You're adorable. Yeah, I'm in the media. I'm aware of the shutdown. The government, are you aware of the government shutdown? Anyway, Amy says, you're aware of it, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'm aware of it. I said, yeah, I follow the news. I consider what happens around me fairly important, yes. She says, and you realize that a lot of people are out of work. I said, yes, I know. A lot of people aren't getting paid. Yes, I know. She says, and also, you know, it's very important that in the year 2020, we vote President Trump out of office. I said, you're preaching to the wrong church here. Yeah, I know. I know that. She says, well, we're calling to see if you would like to make a contribution to the committee in order to help some of the victims of the government shutdown, some of the government employees that aren't being paid, and also to contribute for the campaign for Democrats in 2020. And I thought for a quick second, not that I would ever do that, but I thought for a quick second, okay. And then my immediate reaction was, no, I don't give money over the phone to people. Are you serious? Are you serious, MA? Are you serious? I said, no, I don't do financial contributions over the phone. Thank you for calling. And I hung up. Put that on your recording, Amy. Here's the thing. Every time something bad happens, like a government shutdown where families can't pay their bills, it's awful. They are pawns in Trump's little mind game head. Every time there's a natural disaster, a hurricane, some kind of explosion, mudslides, fires, and people need help and money, you get these phone calls. They're not always real, kids. This is when the scammers come out. It's fantasy time for the scammers. It's time to call into action the scammers. People are trying to collect money for themselves while stating that it's for a cause. It's not. After I hung up, I said to myself, I should have had this out with Amy on the phone. I should have said, Amy, I don't know if you're with the Democratic National Committee or not. How do I know that? I could call somebody up and get a list of phone numbers and just call people at random and say, hi, I'm Ron with the fund Starving Children. You can just $50 can feed a child for 3 years. Send me $50 right now. Here's my address. Make it out to me. Or I could open up a DBA account or something, you know? Or I'll take your credit card over the phone. How about that? You know, I'm sorry, Amy. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know that you're going to give the money to people who are having trouble with the government shutdown. I don't know that you're going to take the money that I would give you and donate it to a candidate. How does that work? I don't even know. Amy. I don't trust you. And because of the way the government acts, especially this Trump guy, I don't believe anybody anymore. I trust no one. Well, Ron, don't you have trust and faith in religion? No. I used to until the priests started fooling around with the kids. My cradle of trust was eroded upon the first news report of that, and eroded further as incidents of the church abuse continued for years and is continuing to this day. Trust. Trust my butt, baby. Do I seem a little bit concerned here? A little bit upset? Oh, sure. Sure, I am. Because I want to trust things. I want to trust people. But when people have ulterior motives, the trust thing goes flying out the window some kind of a lost homing pigeon. It all goes away. Trust is eroded. And on top of that, because of this nightmare that I'm living since 2016, the man at the top of the government, the person who is supposed to be looking out for us in this country, is the biggest douchebag ever created. As a matter of fact, I wasn't aware you could create such a large douchebag. I thought there was a point where you can only be a dick so much. Now I've learned with Trump, the dick is endless. It's an endless dick with him. Of course, he would tell you he has an endless dick, but that's not what I'm talking about. So when you put it all together, nothing makes sense, and Ron has plenty of material for his radio show because things are just so weird and strange and here, feel these.
Yeah.
Here on the Ron Van Dam Show, our policy is anything goes.
Do not twist my nipples.
Okay, almost anything goes. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Podcast.
He laughed. He laughed. I can be very small-minded, I must admit. There's a senator or something, some representative from Massachusetts. And he's a Democrat, but I don't care for him because he's just a little too brash. I don't like brash. I'm sick of brash. I'm done with brash. Give me nice and sweet. Give me a nice and sweet person. I'm done with the brash crap. I'm done with the drama, Trump. I'm done with your drama. You've turned me off to drama for the rest of my life, and hopefully most Americans. Enough with the drama. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Don't talk. Shut up. Just stop talking. Shut up. All right. Now we're in agreement, apparently. The congressman's name is Seth Moulton. Here's my problem, and this is how superficial I can be. I don't like the name Seth. I never met a Seth that I liked. I don't trust parents that name their kids Seth. For what possible reason would you name somebody Seth other than you're naming him after another Seth? And that becomes an endless Seth. That's like fruitcake. No one buys them, they just pass them on to other people. It's the same damn fruitcake. There's only one. It's the same with a Seth. Now, Seth could be a very nice person. I don't know Seth. But I'm just saying, because of his name, I can't align myself with a Seth. I knew a Seth in junior high school, not a good person, very Seth-like. What is the proper name? How do you call a Seth? Sethuel? What's your full name? Is Seth a nickname? Is Seth your whole name? I don't like Seth. It doesn't make any sense. You can't call people Seth. Especially if you have a lisp. Well, actually, then you can quite easily. I have a terrible lisp, Seth. Oh, you can say my name, oddly enough. I can't do a Seth, man. Can't do it. And if anybody introduces himself to me from this point on as Donald, I will automatically hate your guts. I can't help it. It's called baggage and history. If you've known somebody in your life, especially an ex-husband, an ex-wife, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend, an ex-friend, and their name, especially their first name, comes up in conversation or you meet somebody with that name, it's an automatic no good. It's a deal breaker.
Yes, Ron, I would like to hire you for my company. I'd like you to run my company. I'll pay you a handsome salary of $300,000 a year. My name is Seth.
I can't, Seth. Change your name and I'll take the... I can't. It's your name, Seth. I can't do it. It just rubs me the wrong... I can't.
I had a girlfriend named Margie when I was dating out of high school. Margie was one of my sexual conquests, so to speak. Or was I one of hers? I think I was one of hers. It was quite an intense relationship that lasted no more than 6 weeks. But the most pleasant 6 weeks I can remember. And then it ended. Margie moved on. And that was the end of Margie. And I was angry at Margie for just moving on for no reason whatsoever. I said to her, why are you moving on? Is it me? She says, no, I met somebody that's better than you. I said, oh, well, screw you, Margie. And now if I meet somebody named Margie, it's like a mixed bag. Like, maybe she's sexually wonderful, but she's a bitch. So I names, and I think you're in the same boat as I am. We're in the same boat. Do we have a boat together? You meet somebody and they done you wrong, or you had a horrible experience with them. And then when you come across that another person with that name, you can't do it. You can't tolerate it. You just have to say no, thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you. I'm sure you're a nice person to somebody, but it ain't going to work here. You got to change your name. And even if you did, I'd know that you once were a Margie or a Seth. Seth, man, what is up with that name? There's so many names available. It's endless. But Seth is the chosen name of the chosen people? I can't. Anyway. Am I spinning your head too much? Is your head in a spin? Maybe I should just hold up a puppy dog. How about that idea?
Aww.
Yeah, I know. That always works. Hold up a little puppy dog. All puppy dogs are cute when they're puppies. Then they get older. Let's like people. They're all cute. Well, not all of them. But a lot of them are cute. Then they grow up and it's, well, all right. I don't know what happened here, but whatever. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but whatever. You know?
Whatever.
I have no idea what went on there. This was a horrible accident. I don't know.
You're listening to The Big Show by Sean Van Dan. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
We have our guest coming up right after these words.
When you reach for a beer, what are you looking for? The finest malts, grains, and hops? An artisan ale that represents a modern take on traditional brewing techniques that master brewers have refined and treasured for years? A true beer-drinking experience? Or, like most of us, are you just looking to get fucked up on the cheap? Well, if you're like the rest of us, congratulations, your beer is here. It's Fockenhalter. It's not a great beer. It's not even a good beer. It's a beer that's $4 a case, and it's strong enough to melt the chrome off a trailer hitch. So kiss your liver goodbye and say hello to Fockenhalter. It's beer.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, Katie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Great. Katie Hayes is an RDN, an ENC director, nutrition communications. She knows what she's talking about here. She's done 10 years of marketing and communications, all that kind of stuff. We're talking about eggs. I just had some recently, like half an hour ago. And, you know, there was a time in our history, Katie, that eggs were like, don't have too many of them, be very careful of them for many reasons. That's kind of like a myth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, the dietary guidelines for Americans said that cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern.
Uh-huh.
And so there's no longer a daily limit for cholesterol intake. And in fact, they included whole eggs in all of their healthy eating patterns. So you can really feel good about adding, you know, a nutrient-rich food like eggs to your diet.
Yeah. But I mean, and even so, even, you know, if, you know, no matter what side you take on the cholesterol thing, there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. I mean, eggs have other nutrients that kind of outshine.
Yes, they certainly do. They really have a unique nutrient package, and they're actually one of the richest food sources of choline, which is really important for brain development during pregnancy and infancy, as well as maintaining optimal brain function even later in life. And they're also an affordable source of high-quality protein. One large egg provides 6 grams of high-quality protein and all 9 of the essential amino acids that you need, and that's all for just 70 calories. And they're only about 15 cents per large egg, so yeah. They're really a great option.
Yeah, it's not what some people think it is. For a while, this egg white thing was a big deal, where stay away from the yolk. It's the egg white that you want. The yolk is evil. It's killed people across the country. It's a horrible thing. But that's not the case either, is it? That's not even accurate.
Yeah, it's true. You know, people are thinking around this time of year they want to eat healthy, and some people have this myth that they should be eating just the egg whites. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you really don't want to toss the yolk. Not only is it delicious, but it's also nutritious, because the yolk is where the essential vitamins are. You know, that's where you've got your choline and your vitamin B12, mm-hmm. vitamin D, iron, zinc, and actually more than 40% of the protein is in the yolk. So by eating the whole yolk, you're going to have less waste. No one wants to waste food. It's going to taste better, and you're also going to get more nutritional benefits. So you definitely want to eat the whole egg.
Yeah, that's true. I'm telling you, it's just people got things wrong. And I do a lot of interviews on this show, like far too many, as a matter of fact. And what's been pounding me into me like recently is that vitamin supplements, they pass right through your body. And that's kind of a controversial thing. But when you take in your vitamins and your essentials through food, it's processed differently in the body, and it stays with you, and it's absorbed differently than in pill form. So eating the proper foods that are full of nutrients, like it's an incredible difference.
Yeah, it really is. And the other thing about eating, we always want to encourage people to get their vitamins and minerals from food sources first.
Yes.
And, one of the other reasons, for doing that is just because there are so many different vitamins and minerals in foods. It's, it's different than a supplement where you're taking it for one thing. An egg has more than, varying amounts of more than 13 essential vitamins and minerals. So you're not just getting one, one vitamin, you're getting a whole mix of them. And it's that synergistic effect of, having all of those different vitamins and minerals at once.
Yeah.
Having your nutrition through food first is definitely important.
Now, recipe-wise, and you didn't ask me to talk about this. I'm doing this voluntarily. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Didn't know what to have for dinner. Sick of all the normal food choices. And so I mm-hmm. said to my wife, let's have an omelet and a salad on the side. She says, for dinner? I said, that's kind of like, I think in some countries they actually do that. And we had that for dinner, and it was like, wow, this is like cool. Why don't we do this more often? This is like fine. What's wrong with this?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so nice because they're quick and they're easy, but they're still nutritious.
Yeah.
And having eggs for dinner is a great way to be able to get in your protein.
Yeah.
You can get in vegetables. One of my favorite ways to have eggs for dinner, you can pull out, if you have leftover pasta or ravioli in mm-hmm. the fridge,
yeah.
you pull that out, you pull over whatever leftover vegetables you have in the fridge, crack some eggs in there, and whip up a little frittata.
Yeah.
And it's delicious, it's quick, it's easy, and you're getting your nutrition in.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And, with all these diets that are saying, go a little more protein because that's how your metabolism kicks up and you process foods better and all that, I mean, this kind of falls right into place. I ask you one more question, Katie. There's a lot of different egg choices when I go to the supermarket. They range in price, amazingly. Some are free range, some aren't, some are grass fed, some are fed automobile parts. I have no idea. It's just always, there's such a gigantic choice. Does it matter?
Well, I think, you know, what's important to know, there are a lot of different choices, and that's so that consumers can buy the eggs that, you know, that they want. But what's important to know is that regardless of the egg color or how the hens are raised, the nutritional content of an egg is going to be the same. All eggs are a source of high-quality protein, and they provide varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals. So whatever choice people want to, you know, pick when they're in the grocery store, they can feel good that they're all going to be nutritious and safe and fresh and a great choice.
Perfect. Well, that's everything we want to know about eggs. And there you have it. So if you've been scared of eggs, then stop being scared. Where can we get more information? where can we get more information, Katie?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. If you have additional questions, you can visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was fascinating. I was fascinated. Were you I was fascinated. That's all that counts. I'm out of time for today. But here's the warning. Listen carefully. I'm going to be back again. And I expect you, if at all possible, to join me again. Will you do that? I appreciate it. I'm not going to pay you or anything. I'm just going to appreciate that. Yeah. We got a thing going here, don't we? No? That's too much? Too much? Too soon? Sorry. I wish you peace. Did I cross the line? Did I get too familiar? Did I cross the line with you? I'm sorry.